I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
China's auto industry has been on a tear this decade, but right now, things don't look so rosy. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. Chinese automakers were stunned when sales plunged almost 20% last month. Everyone knew that car sales were slowing down, but no one was expecting that kind of drop-off. And the Chinese government is cracking down on car companies that have been slashing prices. It's worried they're going to be financially crippled if they keep cutting prices, because not many car companies in China are profitable. So all the big Chinese automakers are turning to 7-year car loans, trying to make monthly payments lower without cutting the price of a car. And yet, even with the government trying to prevent price cuts, Honda had to cut the price of an Accord by $15,000 just to try to get sales going. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.